This is the Winn-Dixie Postgame Show, brought to you by Baptist Health, Ticket Exchange, Brooks Rehabilitation, Wells Fargo, Geico, Sonny's Real Pit Barbecue, and by Everbank. Now, to get things started, here's Cole Pepper.
Jaguars lose it on the road. Their worst road performance of the year. They fall 34-18 to the Buffalo Bills today. Jaguars now 2-10 on the season. Cole Pepper, Marco Coleman here. Winn-Dixie postgame show. Let's get you updated on other scores from around the National Football League in just a moment. First, let's bring you the Comcast lightning fast questions of the game. Number one, last week the Jaguars showed some pretty good zip, particularly on offense. Where did the zip go?
The zip was zapped by the rain the Buffalo Bills put on them. It was bad. It was really a physical beating, to be honest with you.
Which leads me to number two. Why were the Jaguars losing so badly in the trenches?
I don't know. We've seen that on several different occasions. The physicality for these guys is so much of an emphasis to go after the quarterback that these guys are not holding up against the run more consistently.
And number three, what about Jason Babin's Jaguars debut?
Not bad. I mean, you've seen the pass rush still was not improved. There was no pass rush, you know, no pressure on the quarterback. So he was, you know, in that regard, he was, I guess you can say, ineffective.
Had to one tackle for a loss. Jaguars did not sack Ryan Fitzpatrick in the ballgame. Just 13 sacks now in 12 games on the season. Those are the Comcast lightning fast questions of the game. All right, let's get you updated on the other scores from around the National Football League. They're going to overtime. In fact, they're in overtime in Chicago. Robbie Gould booted a 46-yard field goal at the buzzer to send it to the OT between the Seahawks and the Bears. Russell Wilson directing a 12-play, 97-yard drive in the final minute. The score anyway. He showed up in the final minute to put Seattle in front, but a quick turnaround for the Bears. They go to overtime, and that's where they are right now with 12:22 remaining. Seattle with a football near midfield and facing a third down. Fourth quarter in Detroit. Been a big day for Calvin Johnson. 13 catches, 171 yards, and a touchdown. But Andrew Luck has just thrown a touchdown pass to make it a 33-28 lead for Detroit. Cutting into it a little bit. Indianapolis about to kick it off with 2:39 remaining, trailing by five. A final at Lambeau Field. Despite a huge day from Adrian Peterson, 21 carries, 210 yards, and a touchdown. Green Bay gets the victory 23-14. Today, winning at Lambeau Field. Aaron Rodgers, 27 of 35, 286 yards today. A game that, well, you just wonder how this team was going to deal with everything that happened around them in Kansas City. Chiefs get the victory 27-21, beating Carolina. Hard to say this is a victory that should be celebrated based on rallying around anything, considering just the horrific story coming out of Kansas City there with Javon Belcher, the linebacker, shooting his girlfriend and the mother of his child 9 times and then driving to the Chiefs facility and shooting himself in the morning, killing himself. Just a sad, terrible story, and the Chiefs today win at 27-21. In Miami, New England, a 23-16 victor. Wasn't a traditional blowout action by New England that have been averaging huge numbers here of late. Just one touchdown pass for Tom Brady in the ballgame, threw for 238 yards, 23-16. The Jets behind Greg McElroy, who directed the only touchdown drive of the ballgame, found a way to get one in from a yard out, 7-6. The Jets beat Arizona, and it's the Jets who come to Jacksonville next week. Houston, a 24-10 winner in Tennessee today. No problem for the Texans, who got out early, scored 21 first-half points. And they've gone overtime in St. Louis. San Francisco and the 49ers tied at 13. This game going to overtime largely because of a mistake by Colin Kaepernick running a little bit of the option play, threw it wildly. It was recovered by Janoris Jenkins, who rolled into the end zone from 2 yards out to make it a 10-10 game at that point. Each team had a field goal, including Greg Zuerlein booting one from 53 yards out at the buzzer to send it to overtime. That's where they are right now. 10:41 remaining in the overtime. San Francisco with a football in their own end right now, facing a punting situation. So they will punt it away, and St. Louis will have a chance at things. We'll keep you updated on those games. Those are the early games. Late games already getting underway. Tampa Bay at Denver. Peyton Manning Trying to continue the reclamation story there in the Mile High City. Kicking off in about 10 minutes, Baltimore and Pittsburgh also in 10 minutes. Cleveland and Oakland, Cincinnati at San Diego, and tonight it'll be Philadelphia taking on the Dallas Cowboys, and the Monday night game, the Giants and the Redskins. So as you see here in the month of December, you have the NFC East teams dominating the primetime action. Mentioned that victory by New England, that is a chance for the Patriots to win. They have won the AFC East title with the win today, and the Texans on the doorstep of clinching a playoff berth with a win against the Titans as well. So those are two spots that will be earned in the postseason, it appears, by the time today's action has wrapped up. It is the remarkable number as the Patriots get the win today in the clinching of the AFC East. 12th straight winning season. They've won 20 straight games played in the second half of the regular season. Talk about a team that delivers.
That's what's
when
up.
The chips
we need
are
to
down.
Go get some of those guys in free agency, bring them down here, show these guys how to win.
Yeah, and one guy in particular seems to be a big key to that, and he's the guy taking the snaps under center. The Texans have also clinched a playoff spot with a 24-10 win over the Titans. Houston is 11-1 now on the season. So that's where things stand right now in the National Football League, with the Jaguars losing today by the score of 34-18. Jaguars Rewards Program now better than ever. Season ticket owners get all the great premium benefits like Teal Deals and the Gate Gas Redemption Program, but it's now open to all Jaguars fans. Get great discounts, cash back, and register to win a trip to the Super Bowl. Visit Jaguars.com and click on the Jaguars Rewards logo to start earning your rewards today. Remind you that the Winn-Dixie Postgame Show is brought to you by the Insurance Office of America, transforming the insurance industry to serve you better. We'll have a lot to talk about here, Marco, after we hear from the folks in the locker room and the wrap-up back there from Buffalo. But, boy, disappointing performance. We have a Jaguars team that really was starting to build some momentum. A close loss against Houston and the win last week against Tennessee. Just a disappointing performance today for sure in Buffalo.
Yeah, definitely. Very disappointing. But, hey, you know, what did Denny Green say? They are what we thought they were.
Well, and today they looked like they did several weeks ago. You know, one of the things that happens sometimes, and you may have been a part of this, backup quarterback comes in, gives a little boost.
A spark.
But can you sustain it?
Right. Yeah, like I said, the Tennessee Titans had a game on Thursday. You know, I don't think they were really that excited about playing the Jags. And then playing a Tennessee team that's just not that good, you get a false sense of exactly what they were capable of doing. Here they go and they play a decent Buffalo team, and you see that they've gotten better here at the end of the season, where the Jaguars right now aren't where they should be.
I'm not sure I agree with you on Buffalo. I mean, this is just their second win in the last six games. They had a decent start to the season. Now they've got to pick it up, and this was the kind of game that I thought the Jaguars could come in. If they were to win this game, you're really talking about turning something substantial in the month of December, but it didn't happen. I mean, it wasn't just that they just lost a little bit. You got beat on the offensive line, beat on the defensive line. At least five drop passes today. Henny didn't get much help and didn't play particularly well. You can probably count on one hand the number of guys who really stood out today in a positive fashion for the Jaguars.
Which is true, but like I said, you know, you got a Buffalo team that, you know, the quarterback didn't get touched all day. They ran for 230 yards. they were able to do whatever they wanted to do pretty much offensively. So, hey, you know, you say what you want, but I think Buffalo looked a little better today than what we thought.
Well, they certainly looked better than the Jaguars did today. Let's head to the locker room where Jeff Loggeman has our coach's report, brought to you by Bubba Burgers. Jeff?
All right, thank you, Cole. Mike, obviously a game in which early in this ball game you guys were able to score 10 points and take a 10-7 lead, and then from there it just kind of got out of your control.
Well, I don't think we played well enough, you know, today. We did not give ourselves a chance to make this a game like we should have. And, you know, we had spurts there early that got us up to 10-7, and just as we've have all year, big special teams play that just changes the momentum in a you know, matter of seconds, and those are the things we've done all year, and we have not won when we've done things like we did today, and that's going to get fixed. I mean, we got to play better.
How disappointing is this for you personally, coming back to a place that you were the head coach?
I'm disappointed for this team. Okay, this has nothing to do with Buffalo. I'm going to give them their credit; they played better than we did. But I'm more disappointed for our team. I want them to stay on an upward climb. We've played well the last couple games, and I wanted to see it continue in that direction, and I don't think we did that, and that's what I'm disappointed about. It has nothing to do with the Buffalo Bills.
defensively for you guys. You seemed to do a pretty good job against C.J. Spiller early in that ball game, and then the Bills just seemed to wear your defense down, ended up having a season-high rushing yards allowed.
Well, they had some big plays. You know, that's one thing we've been doing pretty darn good is stopping the big plays, and they had some big ones. I don't think our tackling was at the level it's been. This team, we knew they do a lot of things, making yards after catches, after first contact. We knew that. We knew going in, but we had to do a better job of swarming to the ball and tackling. And, just from watching it without looking at the film, I don't feel like we did that.
Injuries. Rashad Jennings ends up leaving. Cecil Shorts appeared to be knocked out. Mike Brewster has a wrist. How are those guys?
Well, we've got two concussions that will obviously go through the concussion program with Cecil and Rashad. And then I'll see more about Brewster. It was a hand with Brewster.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay.
All right, that's the coaches report with head coach Mike Mularkey, brought to you by Bubba Burgers. Through there, you heard the injury report brought to you by Brooks Rehabilitation, and I'll tell you that every number that you hear from this point forward is part of our Wells Fargo Stats Check. Together, we'll go far. We'll go to a break and come back to Ralph Wilson Stadium after this on Jaguars Radio. All right, welcome back to Ralph Wilson Stadium for more of the Winn-Dixie post-game show. Score a touchdown with Geico in just 15 minutes. You could save 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO today for your free rate quote. Mercedes Lewis joins Jeff Loggeman in the Jaguars locker room. Jeff?
All right, thank you, Brian. Mercedes, you guys have been playing pretty well the last couple weeks. Come here on the road against the Buffalo Bills, and you had a 10-7 lead, but then all of a sudden a big kick return leads to a Bills score, and a sack cause fumble leads to another Bills score, and you guys weren't able to recover.
Yeah, I mean, you just said it right there. Today we didn't do a good job as a unit of complementing each other, special teams, defense, and offense. Give them credit. They came out and they played better than we did today. It was just one of them days.
Can you get the momentum back that you built the last 2 weeks?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure, we go in and watch the film. We did some good things, too. So I think the most important thing is just to stay even keel, don't get too low, continue to work. We know we have a lot of work to do, whether we have won this game or lost it. So in our eyes, we still got work to do.
Head coach doesn't want to talk much about his time here in Buffalo, but it's got to bother him where he was a head coach here wanting to come back and do well.
Yeah, he really wanted to win this game, and we wanted to win it for him. Sucks that we couldn't get it for him, but, we're going to build on our positives, get the negative taste out of our mouth, and be ready to work on Monday.
All right, thank you, Mercedes.
You got it.
All right, that's Mercedes Lewis. He finished with four catches for 68 yards today, and Jeff Loggeman is going to hand Cecil Shorts the Buehler Swiss Watch. Is our Buehler Swiss Watch MVP. He finished, Jeff, with seven catches for 77 yards and a touchdown. Fourth straight game with a touchdown for Shorts. Clearly the Jaguars' best offensive player, but now the question mark about his concussion. We have left Jeff behind. So appreciate that from Jeff. Well, you could be driving a brand-new Kia Optima by registering to win Cons Kia. Stop by Southside Kia or Kia of Orange Park for your chance to win. And now, Jeff, okay, great. Jeff, just a thought on Cecil Shorts, Buehler Swiss MVP. You're going to give him that watch, 7 for 77 and a touchdown today.
Well, but Brian, he could have had a lot more early in that ballgame, some missed opportunities, and I did have a chance to talk with him, asked him if he was okay. I don't know if he's got his wits about him, but he told me that he was okay and everything is just precautionary.
All right, and you said during the broadcast you think the Jaguars will be very cautious with him.
Well, I think you have to be, just because you've dealt with one wide receiver who's on injured reserve already. Cecil Shorts is a young, ascending player. You're at the point in the season here where you know there's nothing at the end of the line, and so you want to make sure you're going to do what's best for him, which is also what's best for the future of the franchise. And you got to be cautious with head injuries, especially if he was knocked out. We don't know if he was knocked out or not, but it certainly appeared to be.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. We'll see you on the plane ride home.
Okay, Brian.
All right, that's Jeff Loggeman making his way through the Jaguars locker room. Time now for our Bud Play of the Game, brought to you by Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Jaguars trailed 7-3 in the second quarter and got the football first and goal and made something happen with it. Got Mercedes in the backfield now with him, and now he'll go line up. So a couple of tight ends. Greg Jones slides into the backfield. Play action, back to throw, rolling right, and he's going to run it in himself. Touchdown, Jacksonville. And at that point, Jags have a 10-7 lead, their only lead of the ball game. And you think, hey, all right, maybe they can make something happen here. Maybe they can take this. However, a 55-yard kickoff return by Marcus Easley, and then 15 yards tacked on to that with a penalty against Richard Murphy, and then it was touchdown, field goal, touchdown, field goal, touchdown. 34-10, game over. Before you know it, Jags tried to mount a come from behind, got a touchdown to Cecil Shorts in the two-point conversion, but then just could not take the Bills off the field. 230 total yards on the ground for the Buffalo Bills today. All right, Cole and Marco are next. Thanks so much to J.P. Shadrick for enduring the elements here. It has been windy and rainy since we left the hotel this morning to make our way down here to Orchard Park for the ball game. Thanks, J.P. Thanks to the folks at CopyFax, the DeFore family. Our game boards are printed in brilliant color and expertly by the good folks at CopyFax, the only and exclusive provider of business machines to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Thanks to John Dineen from Atlantic Beach for making the trip with us again this week, keeping us atop storyline. Certainly appreciate his help in the booth. Scott Kushner, our expert engineer. Were you warm enough today, Scott? You're the only guy who didn't have a jacket on the whole game. Back of the booth, folks. Sometimes it pays to be the engineer. And, of course, it always pays when your name is Joe Fortunato. And you know quietly that you're the best producer in the entire world. So that'll do it for our broadcast. For Jeff Loggum, and I'm Brian Sexton. You're in good hands with Cole and Marco next on the Jaguars Radio Network. Good night, everybody.
Welcome back to Winn-Dixie Postgame Show. Now from Jaguars Central, Cole Pepper, Marco Coleman here. Want to give you an update on one score of a game going on right now in the National Football League. As time expired, Andrew Luck on a little short dump off to Donnie Avery from 14 yards out. He threw it. Avery took it at the 9 and ran in the rest of the way for the touchdown. And the Indianapolis Colts are going to beat the Detroit Lions. It's 34-33 right now. They have to, by rule, play, kick the extra point, but literally zeros on the clock.
Wow.
As Avery crossed the goal line for the touchdown, and more Andrew Luck getting
more
it done.
Andrew Luck, man.
Again, I told you, we talked about it a couple years ago. I remember we had lunch one day, and we were talking about young players and quarterbacks. And boy, at the time, I think he was coming off of his redshirt freshman year at Stanford. Watch out for him. And I'm not the only one who predicted this, but boy, he has been terrific this year, and he's leading Indianapolis to a victory on the road at Detroit. So that's going on right now, and they're lining up to attempt the. I don't even know why you bother kicking this.
I mean, but
take
it,
kneel
what?
Down.
It really helps to have guys in your locker room that have won Super Bowls, that have been, and that's their home. I mean, I think that is probably the biggest reason why they've been so successful, because of the core of that team. Is you got quite a
guys
bit of that
like
still.
Reggie Wayne.
Mathis others, and Freeney. They might not be doing well, but they're still there in the mind state of how to prepare and winning football. It's still there, man. Where the Jaguars, you just don't have that here.
All right, you need a truck that works for you even when you're not working. The 2012 Silverado is the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup truck that fits your lifestyle. See your Southern Chevy dealer today. Proud sponsors of the Jacksonville Jaguars. This is the kind of game for the Jaguars today that if it happens on the last game of the season, the last week of the season, if something like this happens, it really affects the kind of can affect the kind of decisions you would make in the offseason with regard to everything.
Mm-hmm.
It happens in the first week of the last month instead. So they have 4 weeks to rectify this. If the Jaguars turn things around and get back to playing like they did the last couple of weeks, this game is not completely forgotten, but it's minimized. If they get back to playing like they did in the 7-game losing streak, then that 2-game stretch there with one win and one good loss is minimized. I mean, that's sort of where we are here at this point of the season.
No, you've had more of the opposite of what you said. I mean, that 2 weeks, you haven't had as much of that go on this season. So, I mean, I think regardless of what's been taking place at whatever point right now, there's some major decisions that have to be made. It's got to be, like I mentioned about Indianapolis and what they have in the locker room. It may not be guys that are actually on the field, but it's something in there that you just don't have here in Jacksonville. That's got to be placed in the locker room. It's got to be put in there somewhere. You got to get more guys that are used to winning. It's not about practicing hard. It's about preparing well. You hear Mercedes, accenting the positive and all those type of things. That's loser talk. You know what I mean? You only hear that when you're losing.
Yep.
You got to win some games. I think you need to get more guys in here and during the offseason that got more experience with winning.
Colts are now 8-4. Lions fall to 4-6 with that ball game, by the way, just as a side note. All right, let's take that's kind of our big picture look at this game. Did you expect a different kind of performance today? I certainly expected them to play a lot better based on what we'd seen lately.
I thought the game was going to be more competitive, but I did think that Buffalo had the edge going into the game. Never did I think that specifically the defense would play the way that they played. They were just completely manhandled up front, and I thought that, really, it's been several occasions where we saw the defensive line really just be manhandled. And when you look at the team and we talked about the injuries on several occasions, the defensive line is one area where you haven't had that big disruption with the injuries and where you got to have that stability and really to affect the rest of the team. When that defensive line can't get it done, it just translates all the way through through the rest of the defense.
And we'll talk more about the defensive effort here as we continue on. Try Sonny's Chicken and Ribs, only $10.99. You get a heap and helping of the barbecue chicken and sweet and smoky ribs, plus two of your favorite sidekicks and garlic bread or cornbread, all for only $10.99. Sonny's the first name in barbecue. When we come back, we'll take a closer look at the offense today. Jaguars didn't have a lot of guys making plays. Kind of count them on two fingers, I think, in terms of who was making, maybe three. We'll talk about that when we come back on the Winn-Dixie Postgame Show right here on Jaguars Radio. Welcome back to the Winn-Dixie Postgame Show. Cole Pepper, Marco Coleman here. Get a great deal on a Ford F-150 during Truck Month at your local Southern Ford dealers. All right, let's talk specifically about the offense today. Chad Henne, who looked very good the last two games, not as effective today, wasn't helped much. We mentioned five drops. He was 18 of 41, 208 yards. Not ideal passing conditions, but not ideal productivity either.
No, and no help from the running game. 50 yards total rushing. You know, Rashard went out, and even before he went out, was very ineffective. Yeah. You know, well, actually, Montel gave a little bit of a spark, but they just got so far behind they had to just throw the ball.
And you know what? I got to be honest with you. I didn't think that the issues were as much about Rashard in the first half as it was the fact that they weren't blocking for him. I mean, again, this was a game with the weather as it was against a team like Buffalo. This was a game that really favored the Jaguars of a couple of years ago. Physical, slugfest, run the ball, grind it out kind of game.
But you're talking,
that's not what this team is about this year.
It's not at all. I mean, and you talk about a couple of years ago, you had some, you know, different type of play. You even had a nastier defense. You had one of the top defenses in the league. Right now, the defense is not bad. I mean, not good, excuse me. And offense, you just, I mean, they're just not, put it point blank, they're just not good, man. They're just not good.
They got two guys making plays out there consistently.
That's it. And if you take, I mean, really, we all sat here, and pretty much everyone that watched the game, once Cecil Shorts went out, all the hopes left with him.
Yep.
And that's just a second-year guy. He's having an outstanding season. But to put that much pressure on him, I think is unreasonable. When you have so many veterans that are out there, like, I mean, Mercedes had a decent game today. You know,
right. Mercedes and Cecil Shorts about the only ones that contributed today.
Yeah, man, it's just 11-11 against this Buffalo team. They just were not good enough.
All right, so that's where it stands today. Four catches, 68 yards for Lewis, 7 for 77 for Shorts. Justin Blackmon, he looked like a guy who didn't want to be out there in the weather. I don't know. He just dropping balls, didn't. We saw the kind of productivity he can have when he gives that effort.
Mm-hmm.
He needed a fire lit under him today.
I mean, that's what I mean by having something in the locker room. You know what I mean? It just happened. I mean, people, you know, they can say what you want, but there is this something that you can't see, you can't quantify, that's inside of a locker room that really does make a big difference. And you can't really put your finger on it, but you got to have it. And for a young player, it's important to have that. I think he needs someone that he can grasp to look up to grab on. I mean, you figure Cecil Shorts is having a great season, but, you know, they're pretty much about the same, you know, as far as age and experience. Not a big difference anyway. So he just needs someone that can, I think, a role model.
Somebody he can look up to.
Yeah, something, man. I mean, it's really surprising because I really am surprised the type of season that Justin Blackmon is having. I anticipated him being a lot better. Now, one of the things that I'm really disappointed in is his ability to catch the ball consistently.
Yeah. Ball on the far side in the second half where the kind of ball that we think that's the Justin Blackmon kind of balls up in the air, go up, fight for it, strong hands.
Bolitnikoff winners make those those plays. And I can understand maybe the route running for a rookie not being as crisp, you know, as a Calvin Johnson or a seasoned veteran. Mm-hmm. But catching the ball, nah, that's inexcusable. That's a focus. That's nothing more than a focus. That's what you do as a wide receiver. You don't get paid to do anything but catch balls.
Yeah. And last week everybody was on is this the next Jimmy and Keenan?
I said that's way too soon to jump to that one. You know what I mean? Now, Shorts, I mean, like I said,
if
he was on a better team, you could legitimately put him in a talk for Pro Bowl because that's how big of a difference he's making for this team.
Yep.
You know, but you're 2-10, that all gets swept under the rug. You don't get noticed.
All right, we'll take time out, come back to focus on the defense. Jaguars lose it 34-18 in Buffalo. This is the Winn-Dixie Postgame Show. Fans, nobody helps you get ready for game day better than Gate. Snacks, food, drinks, and more. Stop by Gate today. Back after this timeout here on the Jaguars Radio Network. Welcome back to Winn-Dixie Postgame Show. Cole Pepper, Marco Coleman here. Bueller Swiss Watch Company, proud to be the official watch of the Jaguars. Bueller Swiss Watches are available at Allen's Jewelers in Jacksonville. The Faceted Rainbow in Ocala, the Tallahassee Diamond Center in Tallahassee, Treasures Fine Jewelers in Palatka, and J. Carbone Jewelers in Valdosta. Defensively today, kind of the same story that the Jaguars had on the other side. They were getting pushed around in the trenches. They were losing the battle on the line of scrimmage. Guys getting pushed around, plus obviously very thin in the defensive backfield. You had guys getting overmatched back there too. Just a mess of of a defensive performance today.
This has got to be one of probably the most challenging times for the defensive coordinator right now. You know, the guys that he's depending the most on, the defensive line where he doesn't have the big injuries and also acquired a big pick, they're getting smashed. They just got completely handled today. They couldn't get off blocks. They got knocked back. Poor gap control. I mean, it was disgusting to watch that. You know, and again, when you talk about trying to put together the defensive game plan, you don't have a whole lot of confidence probably in the guys that are in there in the defensive backfield. So when you're talking about blitzing and getting at the quarterback, you're not really clear on who's going to be able to cover him when they in the one-on-one type of situations. Very poor job by defense.
If I could say right now, you could have a top five pass rush or a top five coverage unit, which would you take first?
I'm taking the pass rushers.
I would too, yeah. And that's obviously something that's dramatically missing. Jason Babin, by the way, today, two tackles, two assists, four total, one tackle for loss today. For a guy who came to practice on Thursday, not bad, but didn't create any kind of havoc in terms of the quarterback is concerned.
No, and really they didn't have a lot of big opportunities. You figure they were so effective with the run,
yep.
There was no need to drop back and hold the ball.
Exactly.
I mean, 232 yards rushing.
We saw Rasheen Mathis didn't start, didn't play for most of the game, came in late in the game. What does that tell you about where he is right now in terms of the coach's feeling for him?
Well, I mean, obviously they're not really clear on how healthy he is, and that seems to be a big issue. But then, you know, to put him out there, and then it shows the lack of confidence. Well, I think that he went out.
Aaron Ross went out, so they had to throw him in there.
I mean, it's just a lot of instability all across the roster right now. You know, Gene Smith's got his work cut out for him for next season, and right now the Jaguar fans, and I completely understand, they want to see some results. And next season is not real unrealistic to see a drastic change. And that's going to mean an overhaul, I think, of what's in this locker room. Because what's in there right now, if you keep a lot of this, you're going to get more of the same. That's what I think.
All right, we'll take time out, come back. Sexton summary straight ahead. This is the Winn-Dixie Postgame Show right here on Jaguars Radio. Welcome back to the Winn-Dixie Postgame Show. Cole Pepper, Marco Coleman here. Jaguars lose it 34-18 to fall to 2-10 on the season. Time now for the Metro PCS Sexton Summary, the highlights and lowlights of today's game. Through the calls of the voice of the Jaguars, Brian Sexton. First drive was a harbinger of things to come for the Jaguars. Third and five from their own 27. A pass dropped by Jordan Shipley. Incomplete. They went three plays and out. Booted it away. Then they need to make some plays on defense against the Bills, but couldn't do it. Third and eight from the 36-yard line. Ryan Fitzpatrick scrambles for 11. Then C.J. Spiller runs for a first down. Then a 51-yard pass with no pass pressure and not very good coverage downfield. T.J. Graham set up the Buffalo Bills from the 1-yard line.
Fullback in the ballgame now, Corey McIntyre. Fitzpatrick takes it in himself. Touchdown, Buffalo.
Nine plays, 66 yards, 4:45 off the clock. Made it 7-0, Buffalo. Jaguars defense, though, would make a play early in the second quarter.
Play action as Fitzpatrick is deep in the pocket. With time, turns and throws, and this one is intercepted. Puzlesny's got it. The former Bill is thrown out of bounds at the 32-yard line.
But the Jaguars could only manage a field goal off the interception. Josh Gobe from 36 yards out was good. Make it a 7-3 ball game. Jaguars held the Bills on downs when Russell Allen knocked a pass down. And the Jaguars would this time take advantage. Four plays, 63 yards later, Jacksonville would take a lead.
Play action, back to throw, rolling right, and he's going to run it in himself. Touchdown, Jacksonville.
That capped a four-play, 63-yard drive, 10-7 Jaguars, but they couldn't hold Buffalo out. Ryan Fitzpatrick finding Scott Chandler for a touchdown, and then on the following possession late in the quarter, first play, a sack strip fumble by Mario Williams would set up a Ryan Lindell field goal, and Buffalo had the momentum heading to the halftime locker rooms, leading 17-10. They would build on that momentum on their first drive of the third quarter.
Jags back up, give it about a 7-yard cushion, takes the snap. Fitzpatrick steps, turns, and now throws, and this one is caught. Stevie Johnson, touchdown.
Made it 24-10. Jaguars then facing a 4th-and-4 on the next possession from the 39-yard line instead of going for a long field goal. Went for it. Low pass, incomplete. Buffalo got it back. Turned it into a Ryan Lindell 50-yard field goal, and after the Jaguars went three plays and out, C.J. Spiller really put the knife in the Jaguars.
Here's the handoff to Spiller, and he's got room to the outside. Look at him go. Turns it on, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown. C.J. Spiller, and the route is on.
34-10 at that point. The Jaguars had one last chance after a punt was muffed. The Jaguars recovered it and had it from close range. A touchdown pass to Cecil Shorts of 5 yards and a two-point try by Montel Owens made it a 34-18 ball game, but that was all she wrote, and that was the final. 34-18, Buffalo with a win. That was the Metro PCS. Sexton Summary with no signed contracts. Metro PCS lets you unlimit yourself. We're back with the protector of the game and the coverage of the game as the Winn-Dixie postgame show continues right here on Jaguars Radio. Welcome back to the Winn-Dixie postgame show. Cole Pepper, Marco Coleman here. Time now to name the protector of the game. It's brought to you by Insurance Office of America. Offensive line did not have a great game today. What did you find in terms of the protector of the game?
The only one that didn't have serious pass protecting issues, I'm going to say, was Eben Britton. He gave up a little little push, but it was probably the only one who stopped the guy that didn't get sacked.
Kind of tells you something about the performance of the line today. Baptist Health, coverage of the game. Baptist Health, depend on us for life. How about the coverage of the game?
I'm going to say, it was a toss-up between that play with Allen and Posluszny.
Yep.
Only reason why I'm going with Allen is because of the way he had to get to knock that ball down. I mean, Posluszny
on the fourth down play.
Yeah, I mean, all he had to do was just make sure he caught the ball, something that the wide receivers were having some problems with. But that fourth down play by Russell Allen, I think, was an outstanding coverage play.
All right, that's the coverage of the game. Jaguars next week will take on the New York Jets. You want drama? Jets have plenty of drama right now. Their third-string quarterback led them to a win today. And we'll talk about that and a preview next week's game, plus the good, the bad, and the ugly when we come back here on the Winn-Dixie Postgame Show on the Jaguars Radio Network.
I'm Dan Kelly, owner of Go Time Fitness. I'm always trying to stay top of mind with my customers, and Constant Contact has the tools to help me do that. They make it so easy. So when my daughters started a business of their own, Constant Contact was the best advice I could give them.
Dad, we're 9.
It's a lemonade stand.
Never too early to start.
From deals to events, social to email, Constant Contact can help you grow your business. Find the solution that's right for you at ConstantContact.com.
Football fans, what's on your bucket list? Does it include a trip to New Orleans this February for the big game? Introducing the Everbank Big Game Experience. One lucky fan will win a trip for two, including round-trip airfare, ground transportation, and hotel accommodation for up to 4 nights in New Orleans. But here's the best part. You'll win $10,000 in cash to make your big game experience really unforgettable. For more information and for official rules, go to facebook.com/Everbank Field today. Sweepstakes ends December 31st, so make sure to get the big game crossed off your bucket list. No purchase necessary. FDIC insured, equal housing lender.
Jaguars fans, start your engines. It's Jags and checkered flags. The Jaguars have teamed up with the Daytona International Speedway to create a unique new ticket package. You'll see the Jaguars host the Patriots on December 23rd and the Daytona Shootout on February 16th for just $99. Each package includes a ticket and a meal deal for both events. Plus, you'll be entered into a drawing for pregame and pre-race passes. Put your pedal to the metal and call 904-633-2000 or visit Jaguars.com today.
Jacksonville International Airport is your season ticket to Jaguars away games. Fly nonstop to Minneapolis, Houston, Miami, and Nashville. Just four of the 24 cities with daily nonstop service from JAX. Other NFL markets are only one convenient connection away. Go all in at flyjax.com. That's flyjax.com.
Back here on the Winn-Dixie postgame show, Cole Pepper, Marco Coleman. Time now for the good, the bad, and the ugly from today's game. Marco, what do you have?
Good, one guy, Mr. Cecil Shorts. Hey, if you want to get something done, give it to the short guy. That's for sure, man. Seventy-seven yards, and a touchdown. He had a really good game. And when he went out, I mean, it's like just took all the air out of the team also.
Jeff noted that there were a number of times he was open downfield too early in the game where they could have utilized him a bit more.
Hey, this guy is unstoppable right now. One-on-one coverage, there's not many guys in the league that can cover him. You know, great job by Cecil. Hopefully he'll come back really quickly from that from the head injury that he received. Bad was the rest of the wide receivers. Five drop balls. They can't catch consistently. They can't get open consistently. Not making really smart plays when they do catch the ball, like staying in bounds and things of that nature. It's just not good wide receiving play outside of Mr. Cecil Shorts. You know, Mercedes did good. I'm not including this time in the wide receivers. He's definitely just a tight end. But the wide receiver core, other than Cecil right now, as a depleted group with not a lot of talent. And ugly, the defensive side of the ball. Just terrible, especially against the run. 232 yards they gave up against the run. 5 yards per carry. They got knocked off the ball up front. Poor gap responsibility, not just by the defensive linemen, but also when the guys in the secondary came down. Linebackers weren't where they're supposed to be. They couldn't get off of the block. I mean, it was just ridiculous. Poor angles on the tackle, missed tackles. You couldn't get a worse defensive effort against a team that wasn't like a big offensive juggernaut. Really.
They had a long way to go to be confused for the New England Patriots
or
somebody like that. So the Jaguars lose it. Next week, the Jets come to town. At least one set of tarps is coming down for that one.
All right.
And Greg McElroy might be the starting quarterback for the Jets when they come to town next week. He led them to a victory today over the Arizona Cardinals. That'll do it for the Winn-Dixie postgame show. Stick around. Your calls, tweets, comments, and more analysis coming up on the Southern Ford Dealer Scoreboard Show that is straight ahead. The Jaguars lose 34-18 in Buffalo. Now it's a chance to define the end of the season. Is this going to be the defining game for the end of the season, or is it still yet to come? The Jaguars hope it's yet to come. They hope it's a positive or a stretch of positive games. Four more games to go. The Jaguars at 2-10, now tied for the worst record of the National Football League after Kansas City beat the Carolina Panthers today. Southern Ford Dealers Scoreboard Show is coming up next. The number to call, 800-355-NFL1, 355-6351. You can also tweet to me at Cole Pepper. Jaguars fall in Buffalo. Chance to win back-to-back games gone for the first time this year. Thanks for listening to the Winn-Dixie postgame show on Jaguars Radio.